miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Victoria Jackson's our host here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. She revolutionized the beauty world as a leading Hollywood makeup artist and an entrepreneur and an infomercial pioneer. And a pretty tough childhood herself. Didn't finish high school and had a bad first marriage, but she had this cosmetic empire. She, however, had probably the toughest fight ahead of her. One of her three kids, her only daughter, began experiencing a difficult health condition known as NMO. And Victoria's book is called Saving Each Other, A Mystery Illness, A Search for a Cure, and A Mother-Daughter Love Story, published by Vanguard Publishing. Victoria, thank you for coming on here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'll let you and Dr. Mike talk about your daughter's illness, but I want to know, what was that day like for you when you found out that your daughter, Allie, had a tough situation to deal with? What was going through your mind on that day?
Well, thank you for having me on and giving me the opportunity to talk about NMO and my book. Clearly, as any parent can imagine, a day like that, you know, and certainly as somebody who always had some form of an anxiety disorder, and you're always sort of waiting for the shoe to drop, that day was all the shoes dropping. And it was a very, very dark day, and it's a game changer in your life. And it's a moment where you decide you're going to sort of go down for a bit with it, but then how you're going to get up and what you're going to do. And that's really what the book is all about.
All right, let's talk about the illness NMO and bring on Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike?
So before I have talked to you, I never knew what NMO was, which obviously says it's a fairly rare disease. How rare is it, and how long did it take for that diagnosis to be made?
You know, it's kind of extraordinary, the whole process. NMO is not as rare as you think because it's commonly misdiagnosed as MS because many doctors don't even know of it as a condition. It used to be known as Devic's disease, and it's only recently, within the last 10 years, that the Mayo Clinic discovered the antibody, and it's a blood test that can test to see if you have the NMO IgG and if you have NMO. And it used to be that incidence and prevalence, meaning the people that had NMO, they would quote statistics 1 in 100,000. But since my work now worldwide, it's really 1 in 10,000. The Mayo Clinic just came out because of this misdiagnosis to MS. So really so much of my life's work now is not only finding the cure for NMO, but having people know about it as a condition because so many people in the misdiagnosis and the treatment is very different for MS than NMO, are, you know, not in good shape because of that.
And so NMO has one of the ways people diagnose MS and NMO is by what are called abnormalities or plaques on an MRI or a magnetic resonance scan. And so as you pointed out, only recently has the antibody for NMO been found. I want to read one of the passages in your book because to me it was so, the whole book is so powerful. Allie is the daughter who has it. Lately, yeah. Allie admits she's had a scary dream or two at night. Like she finds herself trying to run but can't feel her legs and then realizes she's in a wheelchair. In the bad dream. What power of white light or dark magic can prevent her from seeing those images, even if only in her dreams? What tonic, Emulin, wooden stake, or garlic on steroids can ward off the forces that enable us to turn visualization into reality? The same power that changes straw to gold and rags to riches, but that can go awry and work in reverse. What would you do? Why would you do that? Because as I've learned, the first step to make something happen is embracing the belief that it can happen. And the step before believing is the seeing of it, so that belief can bind to the image and make it real. To me, what you did is exemplified by that passage. Essentially, you first investigated, and I think it would say you read probably more on this disease than anything but the most devoted researchers in the field.
Yes, I mean, I clearly had to, as I said, it was a game changer. I had to, as I say, close the book on mascara and open the book on medicine and really learn all of the science. And even in your intro, you talked about I didn't graduate high school, I didn't go to college, and I found myself at Stanford University with a group of scientists that I was meeting with in molecular medicine, and it became very clear to me that I was going to have to go through a pretty intensive education really quickly. But obviously when your child's life is on the line, I was very motivated. And because of that, and using really what I'd learned as a businesswoman who built my business from scratch, from the ground up, that it was going to be different than what you commonly see in the world of medicine, that everybody was going to have to collaborate and work together, and that I would be the sole funding source with my husband. And literally, I've amassed 3/4 of the people in the world that are working in the field and in the space of NMO are part of my foundation. I represent, right now we have 15 different countries involved and over 80 researchers and scientists.
And I must admit, one of the funny passages in the book is the Ethiopia one, where someone from Ethiopia also had NMO, and you run to your daughter and say, we're learning geography by this disease.
Right. Well, it was early on, and we thought it was even rarer than it is, and it would, you know, you're so looking to find somebody else that has it, and, you know, those were in the early days, and I'd go, just heard there's somebody in Ethiopia, and she'd go, great, Mom, Ethiopia. And, you know, you try to find your laughs and your moments as you can, at a time where she was experiencing a lot of attacks. And NMO either attacks the optic nerve, and you have optic neuritis, blurry vision, pain, or the myelin sheath, the spinal cord. And the book is really a testament to not only, if you know, NMO, but anything striking you, what you can do and what you choose to do when you're given really bad news or you find yourself in a tragic situation.
We should say the website of the foundation where you can find a lot of information about this disease and is Guthrie, Guthy Jackson Foundation.org.
Right, the Guthrie Jackson Foundation. Thank you.
And there's a lot of information on that website as well. You went to both classic medicine and to alternative medicine and kind of embrace both. And when we come back, we'll talk about what the result was, because I don't want to give it away yet. But the interesting thing is, you were a naive person in medicine, yet you were orchestrating this great care, and you, of course, had a physician ally.
Let's take a break first, and then Victoria, Dr. Mike, can answer that question. We need to get a break in up against the hard break. Victoria Jackson is our guest this segment. Her book is called Saving Each Other. It's a mystery illness. It's a search for a cure, and a mother-daughter love story published by Vanguard Publishing, and you should pick up the book, and we'll be back with our guest, Victoria, plus Dr. Mike, coming up in just a couple minutes. Don't forget, before the end of the hour, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the first hour. We have more to go in the second hour, and we'll tell you more about that. As exciting as and interesting as is hour number one, but so stay with us as well. Catch any of the interviews or segments you may have missed at RadioMD.com, and we're streaming at GabRadio.com as well. This is You, the Onus Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Stay with us, and thanks for listening today.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.